Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. We are Klein Alley Show on K-Rock. How the hell goes it? If you need us, phone's open, text line open, and lots of opportunities for you to join us and win stuff today. 800-520-1067. Very excited. You can also check us out on YouTube as we are streaming live there as well. Join the Netbangers, a growing and very welcoming community now that they've thrown out all those people that were bullying the chat room. Now that those guys are out and the discourse is under control again, you can join the Netbangers and watch us as we are streaming live as well on YouTube.
Yeah, but I also think that every good group chat has at least one douche, right?
Gotta have at least one. That was one of the big announcements Apple was making at their big, developers, whatever that conference
was. The Worldwide Developers Conference.
They said now you'll be able to tell which one of your loser friends is making the dumb comments in the group chats or something. They've got some new technology where you can see the face of the loser. If you got to eliminate
someone, you don't have them in your contacts,
you could toss them right out of the group chat.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Hey, before we even get to the live show that we have in store for you this morning, I did want to play this message that came in moments ago, Allie, from the great Joshua Jackson. Today is his birthday.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is Joshua Jackson. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that my Twitter following has had gone up 4 people ever since you mentioned me on the air.
Wow, what a day. Today is Allie's favorite actor, Joshua Jackson's birthday. We don't do celebrity birthdays on the show, but when it's a big A-lister like the great Joshua Jackson, and you may be saying to yourself, who is Joshua Jackson?
No, you're not saying that because he is a very prolific actor, and I'm looking at his Instagram. He has 773,000 followers.
Right. He's talked about it, I don't know how many times. I still know who he is.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Listen, hold on.
And the reason I brought him up is because
I have the audio.
A lot of really good shows have him starring in it.
I've got the reason.
A lot of really good shows? You couldn't even just bring one up right now?
Fringe, Dawson's Creek.
That one about the
crazy doctor. You watched that show.
Dr. Death?
Yes.
Right. But listen, let me, first of all, sorry to interrupt your message, Joshua Jackson, because I don't know why we haven't had him on our show yet.
And I just wanted to call and let you know that I appreciate that. So thanks for bumping up my Twitter followers by on the air.
You're welcome,
Joshua. I appreciate it. Joshua Jackson out.
All right. That's how he ends his calls, just so people know who he is. Now, I've got audio for you, Allie. This dates back many months, and this is when we first found out how much you love the great Joshua Jackson. So this was you doing an ADD news story about the studios and something about money and reserving money for big A-listers. And here we go. Here's the clip. It's exactly 25 seconds. Listen to it in its entirety.
A lot of these big studios, they kind of reserve lots of millions of dollars for like one or two really big actors. Okay, we're going to have Joshua Jackson in this new show. We're going to spend all of our money on him.
It's and funny then the other Joshua ones kind of lose out. Joshua Jackson is your example of a big name actor.
He is a big name actor.
I mean,
wait a minute. What?
Could have gone with George Clooney.
Yeah,
Brad
there's so many go to big name actors.
Top
and you
of
go
mind
from, from Dawson's Creek?
Oh, yeah, Dawson's Creek.
That's your big name actor? Quote, studio. studios are holding on to a reserve of money so that they can hire the big name actors like Joshua Jackson.
Okay.
Is the craziest sentence I've ever heard in my life. All right, well, there you have it. Allie's love for Joshua Jackson. There is no bigger A-lister, and the reason we bring him up is because today is his birthday. So the entire show will be dedicated to the great Joshua Jackson.
47 years old. He was in The Affair. Very successful show.
That's right, okay.
The Mighty Ducks and D2.
D2. It's A-list.
D2, Electric
A-list.
Boogaloo?
That's right. Yes. Welcome back to the Joshua Jackson Birthday Spectacular all morning long on K-Rock. And apparently, according to the text line, he is a massive star who is in the new Karate Kid movie as well, Allie. So more proof that he is a bona fide A-lister.
Hey, just go to his IMDb. He has done literally everything, guys.
Very
and
successful.
He is timeless. It's
timeless been... classic.
Hey, Jack, Joshua, this was for you.
Happy birthday, dear Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
I think
you
said
go.
Jackson.
That's what he said. All morning long. It's a birthday spectacular. Who is the a-hole here, and I'm going to ask you a story. And before you say you are.
You.
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about Joshua Jackson still?
No, we're not. I know that you guys call me Mr. 530. It's a nickname I don't love. But yesterday was a great example of, once again, me going into an establishment that served food at 530 and asking them if, well, first of all, I walk in. It's my kid's last day of school, and we decide, let's go take him out to dinner and celebrate.
Where is that at, CPK?
They would have loved that. I should have thought of CPK. It's just a neighborhood restaurant, and I walk in, and the place is dead. There's like two other people eating there. And the person at the front, the hostess, goes, "Do you guys have a reservation?" And I said, no, I look at the table, I look at the restaurant.
Do you have a reservation? Because it doesn't seem like you have any.
What's
the name of this joint? Is it a fancy pants joint?
Pizza and pasta and stuff. So I say to the woman,
happy
I say,
last day of school, kids. We're going to Spago.
It was Spago. You've heard of Spago? That's true. So I say, do I have a reservation? I go, have you turned around and see what's going on behind you?
You have none.
You should be appreciative that we're here. Uh-huh. Like, we were just riding bikes up and down. So let's go. You know what? Let's do something fun and impulsive.
You were riding bikes.
I wasn't riding a bike. I wasn't. They were riding bikes. So I say, we don't have a reservation. And she looks, they do this thing where they look over their computer system. And I'm telling you right now.
You're like, look behind you.
Let's see.
I saw the screen. There was like nothing on the screen. And the woman is like so frustrated sounding, going like, let me see here. Hold on.
This is their move, though.
Why do they do this?
Because they want to create demand.
I was already there, though. I was already there ready to sit.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going on with those tables. Maybe there's reservations in like 15 minutes or 30 minutes, and then they wouldn't have tables for the people who made reservations.
Allie, there was like, first of all, it's 5:30. And there was a lot of tables. I'm looking at 20 open tables.
Yeah, but maybe 6 p.m. is their power hour.
I've walked by.
Is this Studio City?
Yes, but I've walked this place a million times, and I have never seen more than two tables taken at any given time. It's not a place that's got like lines around the block.
This is not the place that you recommended to me, and the stove was broken, right?
No, okay. I haven't been back there. That was the last time I recommended the Omar place. He goes, "Well, it was great, except they couldn't do the one thing you said could do. Their pizza oven was broken." Yeah. So I go. So a woman looks up, she goes, "Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to accommodate." So then I start looking, I go, obviously she's looking at the situation here, and she sees I'm disheveled looking, the kids have bikes, maybe she's kind of sizing up this situation. She says,
yeah, what are you going to do with the bikes?
Well, I was just going to leave them outside, chain them to a tree or something. I didn't really think that part through. But regardless, she goes, "Well, when do you think you could have this table back to us by 6:45? And I'm looking at it, I go, it's 5:30 now. You think I have over an hour's worth of things to say with my kids? Now, once again, I did the math wrong because I realized that is not, in my head, I go, that's an hour and 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
5:30 to 6:45?
Yeah.
I said, a dinner with me out is like 15 to 30 minutes
tops. Yeah, but that's also on them to bring your food on time.
Okay. So I say to her, "Yeah, I can have this table back to you. I can have this table back to you probably by 6."
And in your defense, you also walked in seeing empty tables, which can that's where I make a decision. If there's a place that's super packed and there's a line of people waiting, I go no. And then if I see a few tables open at another place, I'm like, obviously I will pick that one because I can be seated at that place. So to see a bunch of empty tables or an empty table and then say it's not accessible is a frustrating.
So I sit down and we're waiting, and now there's no one coming to take any sort of orders. So I'm going, now I start kind of freaking out, going, if this is going to be the pace of this thing, I made this promise to this woman. She made it seem like she moved a lot of stuff around. She was like in her head going, if I move them over there and I move this here, like she's doing Tetris or something.
I already know that this is not an Asian place because if it's Thai food, Japanese food,
in and
any
out. Kind, get you
oh
in
my
and
God,
out.
You are in and out of there in 20 minutes.
Sometimes as you're walking to the table, they go, you ready to order?
I love like, it. And then if you say, no, I need a minute, they come back like 30 seconds later.
So she goes, I finally get up and I go back to her. I go, listen, now we're getting close to 6 o'clock and there's been no order placed.
What?
And I said, I promised you 6:45, but I got to get this food in. It's nothing special, just pasta, butter for the kids, the pizza for me. I'm simple, but can we get going here? I want to be a man of my word. I don't like it when a place, even if they're doing a fake accommodation, you know, tries to accommodate you, and then you stiff them on the table.
Well, I don't like being on a clock anyway with dinner.
Haven't you been to a place before, and your table was sitting there, you're waiting for your table, like, sorry, the people there were supposed to be gone by now.
And then they'll look at me like, they just ordered dessert.
Yeah, they're
and you're
having
like,
coffee.
Dessert? No one has room for dessert.
So I said, we got to go. We got to make this thing move. And then finally, they bring it out around 6:20 or whatever, and I just start, let's go. Start eating and chewing. We got to get up and go. I want to be out of there by 6:45. And I walk out of there.
Has anyone come in and sat down at this point?
Zero more people have entered. Zero.
Dude, I wonder they have empty tables.
I finally walk out. I say to the woman, I go, 6:48. I did as good as I could have done. Here's your table back. And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, well, I was looking at the wrong day. Today we're wide open.
Oh my God. So then you just
the most panicky meal ever. That I
and then you're all like bloated and stuffed.
I'm like chewing as I walk. It's like the most disastrous thing ever.
And then you had to get on a little kid's bike on the way home.
I did pedal back on a little bike. The training wheels help. We take a quick break. Allie's got $100. It could be your money and a very special celebration to celebrate her 1,000th listener-generated theme song. Will it be this one?
She says she's into girls, but she's also been with dudes. She once pooped in an alley and picked it up with a dog bag, which was weird to admit. Mm. And she's got some wonky boobs. So let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Blah. There are...
Man, people really overdo it for these like, anniversary
50,
ones, huh?
50 new theme songs that we can pick from when we get back from this break. And $100 of Allie's money could be yours. Call now, win next on K-Rock. I think that we've been doing this now long enough that we have over 1,000 songs that have been written for you. You've inspired people when they're sitting around in traffic, have nothing better to do. They go, I'm going to call the goat line and leave a theme song on there for Allie Knows the News. And I don't know how this even began. I should have found the original one and played it. But sometime we just started doing this. Someone called and decided we needed a theme song. They sang it into the goat line. And now we are about to play the 1,000th theme song for you, Allie. You've inspired so many people, and they've sung about everything. Your relationship, your body, your face, your brain.
And I would say probably 80 to 95% of them have been negative and given me more of a complex.
Yeah, I would say it's much higher percentage.
I guess sometimes they're peppered in. Like, it ends with Allie Knows the News. I consider that a compliment.
Yeah, that part's cool. And there was like a month or two when you were out when you were pregnant, and Crystal B was
there's
in
there.
There's
a lot of positive ones then,
those
I guess.
Those songs
huh?
were always nice. Always nice about her. But then there was this, and before I play you the official 1,000th song, here are just some of the people that wanted to get theirs on the air today.
1,000 intros made by listeners just like you. Let's find out if Allie knows the news. Also, she's got herpes, her wife cheats on her, and her fingers are coated in boogers and poo.
That's a beautiful, beautiful song right there.
My wife is not cheating on me, and I wash my hands after I use the bathroom.
A lot of people mentioning that they want to be the 1,000th song.
She's had 1,000 songs written for her, a tap dancing wife, 3 cats, a son from Myrtle Beach, and it's all a blur. If she could fix her dishwasher, she'd treat herself with some booze. Let's find out if Allie knows the news. Bom, 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 bom.
Very
epic. That
epithetic.
Was so long, didn't rhyme, and was terrible.
Here's one that rhymes and is terrible and is also very long, but it's a lady who wanted to rap for you.
When the world's gone crazy, who are you going to choose to break it down and drop some clues? She's got the brains and sass and views. It's time to play Allie Knows the News. She's read the headlines, checked the feed, knows every tweet and every need. Step right up, you're going to lose, because Allie knows. She knows the news, from celebs to scams, from sports to strife.
There's four more verses here, by the way.
School your heart with that trivia knife, so take your shot and pay your dues. But don't forget that Allie knows the deuce.
All right. So anyway, there you have it. Just a sampling of some of the many people that wanted to be the official 1,000th jingle to get you into Allie Knows the News.
But so those are not the ones you've chosen?
No, those are not the ones. Congratulations.
I think we're at approaching 2,000 now, just after all the ones you've played.
We're going to get into this game right now. Chance for you to win $100 of Allie's money. And here is the 1,000th song written as we get into this exciting new round of Allie Knows the News. Finally, we found one that I think you will appreciate. On the goat line, thank you for all of your interaction on the show. Here we go.
Klein has tiny nipples, and Jake has man boobs. Let's find out if Allie knows the news.
Hey,
my pearls.
There
I
you
love
go.
That one.
That is the one. It's the only nice one we could find because you don't get mentioned in it at all.
The only nice thing we can find is just insulting to other people.
Yes. My tiny nipples and Jake's massive boobs. Right.
Yeah, Jake, that's true.
All right, so let's get into it now. This is a very, what a day to win. Let me say hi to Somali on K-Rock. Good morning. Tarzana, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what is your name so I can address you properly?
Somali.
Somali. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios. As soon as she steps out of here, your questions will begin. Answer them quickly, confidently, and accurately. We'll score it together.
Let's find out if Somali knows the news.
That's right. We could just use all the same songs for you, Somali. Let's get out of here. Once again, you've heard it before, but have you ever participated in a chance to win $100 of Allie's cash? Or potentially she'll feel generous and give you $1,000. Your round of Allie Knows the News starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Curfew in effect downtown L.A. What were the official hours of the curfew that was put into effect?
8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Question number two. This late night host is just announced that he will be inducted into the Television Hall of Fame in the class of 2025. Which late night host is getting that honor?
Jay Leno.
Jay Leno. Got a question number three. This soda is apparently coming back for the first time in 5 years, and people are super excited about it. Which soda is coming back for the first time in 5 years?
Oh, gosh. Surge?
Love me some Surge. Go to question number four. Apparently, this athlete has been married quietly and secretly for months now to a mystery woman. Just came out yesterday. Which athlete has apparently had a secret wedding that no one knew about?
Clay Thompson.
And finally, question number five, Kanye West, back in the news. He's changed his name yet again. What is apparently Kanye West's new name that he's changed it to? It's his choice.
I'm guessing it's Yee.
Okay, gonna go with that. All right, let's bring Allie in and we'll score it together. See how you did. It's never easy when you're battling live on the air for $100 of Allie's money, but she's paid thousands of dollars, and we've heard thousands of songs, and now everybody wins, and she's back in the studio. You're battling. It's regular Allie battling some Allie. Here we go. Question number one. Allie, curfew went into effect in downtown L.A. What were the official hours of the curfew?
Oh, I believe it was, I think it was 9 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, man. Yikes. Not a good start for you. You know who got it right? Somali got it right. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. were the official hours of the curfew in downtown L.A. That means you're down one early, and we go to question number two. This late-night host is being inducted into the Television Hall of Fame, the class of 2025. Who is it?
Letterman?
She said Leno. See, I also would have thought it would be that, like, old, you know, the older generation. But
I'd say Fallon.
It's not Fallon. No, definitely not. Conan O'Brien. It's all coming up Conan this year. So Conan is the guy who's... No one gets the point. We go to... Congratulations, Conan. Go to question number three. Allie's still down one. This soda is making a comeback for the first time in 5 years, and people are super excited about it.
Cherry Coke.
More specific.
Diet Cherry Coke.
That is correct. I will take that. That is the right answer. She guessed Surge, but apparently Diet Cherry Coke, if you're a Diet Cherry Coke fan, there's nothing like it. It's been unavailable for 5 years. Hold on. The judges are...
She guessed Cherry Coke. That was clearly wrong.
The judges are giving me thumbs down in the other room as well. Allie, I got to take away your point. Ali, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you, Omar, for keeping game honest. We got a question number four. Somali's still up by one. Here we go.
The fact that you are not giving me a point for that is absolutely absurd.
Well, Cherry Coke hasn't been gone anywhere.
You said more specific, and then I gave you more specific.
And that was right, and the first one was wrong.
Right. That's Jake the Ace for you.
God.
Question number four. Here we go. This athlete has apparently been secretly married for months now.
Pass.
Are you really not going to take
a guess?
Yeah,
I'm not going to answer.
You're not going to answer this one?
No, I think I'm just going to walk away from the game.
You're going to have to pay her $100.
$1,000 on the line.
Oh, it's $1,000.
Oh, wait, $1,000? Okay, wait.
Yeah, that's what you said.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is correct, but you did say pass, so I got to accept your first answer.
No.
Aaron Rodgers is right. Oh, that guy is so weird, man. He just gets weirder by the day.
Yeah, I know. And then everyone was like, well, we don't even know who he's dating. And then apparently the rumor was that he told some friend of his that who's dating a girl named Brittany with an I.
Yeah, well, anyway, Aaron Rodgers has been quietly or secretly married for months now, as found out yesterday during NFL, getting ready for the new NFL
woman.
Season. Here we go. Question. Now, it's tied up. We go to final question. Let's see how you're doing. Kanye West has officially changed his name yet again. What is the name that Kanye West would like to be referred to as?
I think he added a yay. So it's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
keep saying it. She said yay or ye, and he's going with the absolutely correct, Allie. The double, the yee or the yay.
Diet cherry yay.
And diet cherry Kanye.
I need clarification here because it sounds to me that Somali was right as well.
She only said one. And
he was
so it's a double yay,
it's a
or
double.
Is just
he's going double yay. He's going
yay.
Double. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
First
okay.
name
I thought
yay,
it was just an extra E.
Last name yay.
Yeah. So
got it.
He wants to go yay first, last yay.
What a D-bag that guy is.
Sure is. Well, listen, that was a fascinating round. It went all over the place. Somali, you put in a good effort. Unfortunately, you have to shamefully admit something over the airwaves of K-Rock now as Ali puts her $1,000 back into her pocket. Go ahead.
This is Somali from Turbana, and Ali knows the news
better than
me.
Thank you for playing. Tomorrow morning, you'll have another shot at Ali's money, and thank you for all
of them. She's laughing at me?
Yes, she is. As appropriate
not
answer.
A loser.
That's a point.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Gentle reminder that Father's Day is on Sunday, so if you have to send a card to someone who lives in a different part of the country, well, you may want to get that in the mail immediately, or else it will not get there, and then they will make you feel terrible. You don't care about them. But good luck finding a card that's funny, because even though all greeting cards are unfunny, the Father's Day batch of greeting cards may be the least funny batch available at any store.
And I wonder if it's because of the whole dad joke thing. People think that they can kind of let the bad jokes fly because dads will appreciate them. Even if they're bad jokes, they're still funny to a dad.
Yeah, maybe. The only funny card I ever got is one time my wife got me a card for Father's Day and it had like a lot of words in it. She knows I hate reading.
All the Father's Day ones, I think, are pretty short.
Pretty short, as they should be, because no dad wants to sit around and read a card.
Oh, the mom ones are like monologues.
Yeah, this card, I want to say, was like 2 or 3 pages long, and I was like, I'm not getting... No. Let's just skip to the end. Yeah. All right, got it.
Especially when they put it in that little cursive font, and you're like, I don't want to do this.
So we've got some cards here. I'm going to describe the outside of the card, and we'll also put up some pictures of them, I believe, on our YouTube, as you can watch along. And you have to try to guess what the terrible joke is waiting on the inside of the card. It's something we do around all of the major holidays, and then we try to come up with a better version, and then we will actually make the better version of the card, post it on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show, and give you the opportunity to download or screenshot a much funnier card that you can then send to your dad on Father's Day. So here we go. First one out of the gate. It's got a fisherman's hat on the front of the card, and it says, here's to a dad who can tackle anything. So you've already got your first joke. They couldn't even wait for you to open up the card to get to the joke. They had to give you one up front.
Well, I think people are, they need more stimulation than ever. So now they're trying to grab you with an initial joke to get you to pick up the card and look inside.
So on the front, once again, and you can see what this looks like. We're streaming on YouTube right now. It's here's to a dad who can tackle anything. And it's got one of those fisherman hats, bunch of stuff hanging off it. I'm not a fisher. I don't fish, but I would imagine this is what a fisherman would wear, maybe, perhaps. I'm not sure. And then you open it up, and of course they deliver even more funny. So what is your guess as to what it says inside of the Fisherman Father's Day card?
Happy Father's Day to a masturbator.
Oh, that's funny. That's a funny card.
That would be so funny inside.
If I got that, I'd be like, hell yeah, I am. That's right. That's my plan.
I can tackle anything.
I'll do that in every room. All right, so that is Allie's guess as to what it says. Jake, what do you think when you open up the card and it's got the fisherman's hat on the outside, you open it up and it says what?
Who can tackle anything except for Bo Jackson.
They're going to make a very dated sports reference?
Yeah, Bo Jackson is real good.
Yeah, no.
Well, dads do love dated references.
I think Bo Jackson.
You put a Clinton joke in there.
That would be such a funny card. You could tackle anything except Bo Jackson, currently 66-year-old Bo Jackson.
Still can't tackle him.
Probably could tackle him now.
But then it leads to the dad going, you remember Bo Jackson?
Bo knows CTE. Bo, I mean, look, in his prime, there was nothing better. Guy was pro sport, pro athlete, multiple sports, but it's been years, Jake. All right, fair enough.
Good.
That's a great guess. All right, I hope you're right.
That would be so funny.
Omar, here's to a dad who can tackle anything. You open it up, what's the joke?
Including mom's fishy vagina.
Oh,
okay.
Damn.
Well, that's
the one I want, in case my girls are listening.
That would be aggressive. That would be an aggressive card.
School's out!
All right, well, I can't believe it, but when you open up the card... It does
Please
say,
be one of these three.
It says, here's to a dad who can tackle anything. And then you open it up and it says, except Bo Jackson.
Wow.
It says, including fatherhood.
Ooh.
You did good.
You did good?
Hold on. It's not done yet. Real. R-E-E-L. Good. Real good. They made a real joke.
And it's funny and ironic because a father who opens up this card and reads it goes, I'm so disappointed in my child.
It's such a boo of a card right there.
That's, I think, a card that you pick for a dad that you don't really care about.
It's like definitely like a father-in-law card.
Totally.
Or a stepdad card.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Real good. All right, that's fine.
Now, this one has got a bucket of popcorn on the front. This is for the dad that has truly no hobbies. He's not into golf. He doesn't fish.
Just popcorn.
I think one time he ordered popcorn at the movies. So I'm going to go ahead and assume that this will work for my dad. And it says... On the front of the card, there's no butter pop than you.
Oh,
so
damn.
They've already started the card with truly a just terrible pun joke, dad joke, whatever. But then you open it up and they've decided to go even further. So knowing on the outside of the card, I should point out it's a bucket of popcorn like you'd see at a movie theater. And then there's just a few loose kernels, I guess, that have fallen off. That may be important for the joke. I don't know if it is or not, but when we open up the card, what is the hilarious Father's Day joke waiting on the inside? It's greeting card review time on K-Rock.
Sorry for making you salty.
Sorry for making you salty.
Something like that.
Omar, what do you think it says inside of the popcorn card?
I think it's even lamer than Allie's. I think it's going to say something like, have a poppin' day.
Oh, man. They've really just doubled down on the word
even
pop.
Even though they already did
totally.
Butter pop.
Oh,
you?
Yeah, of course. This is how they roll. There's no thought into this.
Pop.
That's right. Thank you, Jake. Jake, what do you think it says on the inside of the card with popcorn on the outside?
It says, sorry for the corny card.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
That's good.
It's not good, though. Don't pretend it's good.
Right,
it's
terrible. No, it's good, bad. Yeah.
It's exactly what they would consider
totally.
Good.
Totally. Here's money. A corny card.
So you open up the card on the outside. There's no butter pop than you. And then on the inside, it says, thanks for popping mom's cherry.
No, it doesn't.
No, it should. It says inside, it's corny, but it's true.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're the best.
You're the best.
Bojack.
You're the best, you know, but not better than Bojack.
That's what it is. I can't believe today, of all of the Jacksons we've talked about on the show, Bo Jackson is stealing the spotlight away from Joshua Jackson.
I know, poor Joshua. He never gets the limelight he deserves.
This is the final one we have time for in this Father's Day greeting card redo, and they're all terrible cards for different reasons. Now, this one just has a picture of an alligator or a crocodile on the front of the card. No words.
Okay.
You open it up, it's got something inside. So it's just a picture of an alligator or a crocodile. I don't know how I tell the difference between the
two
of them.
There's no difference.
There is no difference,
there's
right?
No difference.
But anyway, I'm sure...
And people get all precious about crocodiles.
I'm sure Jake will explain. One of them is saltwater, one of them is freshwater, whatever. I don't
care.
Snouts
are wider. Alligator snouts are wider.
Shut up. So anyway.
Shut up.
You open.
People pointing out the differences irritates me to no end.
It's the worst. There's no one worse than, like, at the zoo, you point to an animal, you're like, hey, look at that, it's a crocodile. It's like, actually, that's an alligator. Like,
alligators are smaller.
So. All right, whatever, dude.
So you open up the card.
They're the same.
What does it say if you get your dad the crocodile and or alligator card?
Is it an alligator or a crocodile? Who cares? Love me.
The only one who will know this is probably you, Dad. Who cares? All right, that's a good guess, Allie. Omar, what do you think it says?
It's going to say something like, you're rough on the outside, but you're soft on the inside.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. Very erotic. I like that. Jake, since you know the difference, what do you think it says?
It's going to say, you croc, I hope your day gets dialed to 11.
What?
Oh, my God.
Even Vanessa's confused. Wait, what?
Oh, like you, like croc, like you rock. Like
you
that?
Croc and your day gets dialed to 11.
Croc. Why would you
what is the dial?
Yeah,
oh, crocodile?
Yeah.
Oh, man. God. What a stretch.
Whoa.
Jake, you could get a job working for these car companies, dude. That's the level of bad. Well, apparently.
Is this something about a snap? Like,
it says, Dad, outside of Bo Jackson. You know, it says, Dad, you croc. That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
Not even you crock my world?
Nope, you crock. Well, there you have
dialed
it.
Dialed to 11?
Some of the worst Father's Day cards. And these are all like minimum $5, some of these $7 cards.
So
get what you pay for. Quick break. Back in a moment. We'll let you bask in the terribleness of that. Come back with a little Allie Knows the News. Excuse me, ADD News. That's next. And then my kids will be returning to the studio. They had such a good time the last time they were here. There they are.
People were noticing them on the live stream.
Yeah, well, they'll be jumping into the studio for apparently a Father's Day game that you guys have in store for me, and then we're going to give away this giant TV. So if you're looking to leave the show today with a pretty much 100-inch TV from TCL, keep listening, give you the chance to win that coming up this morning. If you would like your very own Klein Alley Show limited edition Vanessa Tiny Towel, we will give one to you as we kick off a brand new hour of the show. We have very few of these, but we are giving them to you. Of course, it was designed and created by a listener that was a fan of the show that wanted to take something that happened on the air and make it a reality. And we've got some of these tiny towels. As long as you promise to use it for only PG fluids, you can have a tiny towel, and we'll give you one coming up the second Allie's done with the ADD News. And then we have a giant TV to give you. So tiny towels and giant TVs all week here on K-Rock. But first, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, it's official. The protests have gone national. It started in L.A., then people started protesting in San Francisco and Seattle. Now police officers just wrestled protesters to the ground in New York, and people have been arrested in Atlanta. In Chicago, people were vandalizing cars, and someone drove their car through a crowd of protesters. I'm not sure if Trump is planning on making his presence known in any of those cities. It would cost a lot because they just tallied everything up with all the National Guard and military that entered L.A. It cost the government $134 million. And in downtown L.A., there was a curfew that went into effect overnight. There were also some horse cops.
Yeah, horse cops. I don't know why the horse cops I find humorous. I know they're supposed to be intimidating. But I always find a horse cop funny.
Do you think a horse cop is funnier than a Segway cop?
Funnier? No, but...
Which one do you take more seriously, the horse cop over the
Segway cop? I don't think they're Segway cops. Segways are usually used for security guards, right?
Or like parking enforcement.
Yeah. But there's also, I see a random police officer on a bicycle sometimes.
Yeah. I see the bike cop.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. Do I respect bike cop more than horse cop?
I think horse if cop? You can push the hop over and they're incapacitated, then... You get less respect. All you have to do is push a cop over on a bike and run away.
Yeah, I would argue that...
I want to try that.
Allie, that's good. You should definitely look into that. That'd be fun to watch.
I'd probably get on a bike and also fall.
I think that horse cop individually is funny, but a group of horse cops is also funny. but a little bit more intimidating. But yes, it is a weird...
I mean, if you're getting chased down by a horse cop, I feel like that's probably scary.
Yeah, watching all the horses in downtown L.A. was very... Very strange looking. Bike cop is less. I think bike cop is the least intimidating. I would take cop on foot more scary than cop on bicycle.
Yeah, because the bike cops, they wear those short shorts.
That's right. They do.
Those little shoes click.
Yeah, the clicky shoes. I don't think they wear the clicky shoes.
It's like doors.
Yeah, and they do wear the helmets.
Can't respect anyone in clicky shoes, right?
Yeah. I think we're tackling the most important part of this topic right now, guys, for sure.
Did you ever have a curfew?
Yeah, I had a lot of curfews. But curfews were very... It was really annoying because my parents, I think, thought I was cool enough to try to, like, fight a curfew. But the reality is, like, I just didn't have...
Anything to do.
Yeah.
You were doing your radio show in your bedroom.
I was practicing radio.
Like, now you come home by 11. You've been home all night eating cereal.
I'm playing radio
you're
upstairs.
Talking to the wall.
I'm doing a fake radio show in my room.
You're just high in your bedroom.
Yeah, it's 7:30, you loser. Get out. Go enjoy a curfew.
Yeah, please leave. All right, turns out there's nothing America loves more than screens. And the new Nintendo Switch is a good one. Not only were people camping out all day the day that it was released, which was silly considering that you could have just walked into a Costco and bought them with no line and no problem, the demand has been very steady. And now they're officially saying that the Nintendo Switch 2 is the fastest selling console that Nintendo has ever made. They sold over 3.5 million of them in the first 4 days, which means that they are on track to sell 15 million of them by March of next year. And I would imagine this is probably going to be a pretty hot holiday gift. This, to me, is something that I would love, but it seems silly for me to spend money on.
Yeah, but that's all of the most fun things to get yourself are things that are silly to spend money on. No one goes, hey, how much is this thing?
Well, if you get like the Mario Kart bundle, like there's a bunch of games in it already. And that's $500. And if you get the without the games, it's $450. My sister probably has this now. She had swore by the last one.
Your hot sister is a Switcher?
Oh, my God. She's huge on Nintendo Switch. And she was telling me, I think it was $300, the first one. And she was like, you have to get it. And I was like, I don't want to spend money on like something that's just kind of frivolous. And I would rather save it for something. And she was like, trust me. You will find it to be worth every single penny. Because if you think about it, if you enjoy video games and you have to sit in front of a bigger console in front of a screen and, you know, you have to go to a separate room sometimes. If you have a kid or whatever, if you have a busy life, making it over to that area and parking yourself in front of a video, in front of a big screen like that for a long period seems difficult. But if you have the Switch, you can just walk around. You can be in line at the DMV. You can be wherever and you can play video games whenever. Like
you can ignore your kids in any setting.
Exactly.
With the Switch.
Or if your kid's watching Bluey, you're just sitting there on the couch with your Switch, then you're actually entertaining yourself. Or, you know, it's better than just staring at your phone and mindlessly scrolling.
Is it? You think it's better?
I'd rather apply my brain to a video game, yeah.
I also saw a guy next to me, driving next to me on the 101 yesterday that was full on his switch, like full game mode, switching and driving. It was really incredible.
I'm sure he was great at it. He was probably driving on the switch.
Well, he was playing a racing game, and I'm like, "You're actually doing the real thing now. What are we doing here? You're behind a wheel.
Oh, we'll never get fast enough to race.
Yeah, you're in a real car on a freeway now. Is that not enough for you?
All right, firework fines are going up this year. We talked about that. It's part of the effort to keep the city safer now that we're back in a drought and we've had a ton of fires. There was just another one in Burbank yesterday. But here's the other thing. If you do get your hands on some fireworks, it is going to cost you a lot more for any kind of firework display that you're going to try and do in your neighborhood, because 90% of the fireworks that you see for sale are from China. So because of tariffs and because of inflation and labor costs and all kinds of reasons, they think that firework prices are going to double this year.
Well, they've been warning about high fines, and they've been saying, and Omar's not afraid. Omar's got the hookup. Hey, Omar, did your prices go up in the illegal fireworks you buy?
I did not inquire because, if you remember, last year is where I bought the assortment, and my kids were deathly afraid of everything. So I'm not going to go down that route again, unfortunately, until I get a little older.
I thought
older.
You had a bunch of ones that were sitting in your garage ready to go.
Oh, I still have those. If you want those, yeah. I can hook you up.
Those are just some gently used, slightly expired fireworks. What bad could come of that? Nothing, right?
I think if they're slightly expired or fully expired, aren't they more dangerous?
More fun, that's for sure.
Yeah, more fun.
Or just more unpredictable.
Sometimes you're like, that one didn't launch, it just blew up on the ground. There's my foot.
It's like when you take an expired Vicodin, you're like, I don't know what's about to happen.
This could work or not at all, or it could get a raging erection. We'll find out. Let's get into a brand new hour of the show, and let's do it right now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.